food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I don't know about you, but the only time I used to eat coconut was, okay, confession time, Almond Joy. Yeah, that sweetened coconut flakes. That was it. But well, not too long ago, coconut began to show up as a culinary on the culinary scene. And now there are lots of ways to eat it. And there's a good reason to do that as well. And we're going to find all about that today with our guest, Camilla Salisbury. She's author of The Complete Coconut Cookbook. Man, oh man, Camilla, I am just overwhelmed with the entrance of coconut into our diet. There's so many wonderful ways to eat it now. Thanks to you, you've put it in a book so we can all learn about it. But what took so long for it to be discovered as something we should be eating?
I know. It does seem like it's just hit us over the head in the last few years. There's so many coconut products available now, but we've really been using the coconut for thousands and thousands of years, really everything from the shells to all of the interior elements. But one of the reasons why it's gone out of favor in the last few decades is because of links to the coconut oil being linked to heart health and decreased heart health. And actually, they've now found that those reports were largely unfounded, and it's quite the reverse, that coconut oil, coconut fat is tremendously beneficial to our health, including our heart health, and so many of the other aspects of the coconut are extremely healthy for everything from nutrition to our skin to our hair and so much more.
So internal and external usage. Yeah, we used to slather it. I mean, I remember slathering it all over my body when I was growing up for a suntan to expedite that,
yeah.
And it's still used that way. But internally, it has benefits as well. By the way, when I say external, please note that all our pores and our skin absorb everything. So outside goes inside. Just letting you know that, everyone.
Oh, sure.
So be careful what you put on your skin. But coconut oils, so started with the good fat benefits of coconut. But I'm sure people who have nut allergies are wondering, is coconut a nut that I can't have?
That's so true. And I can speak from experience. My sister is very allergic to several types of nuts, and she enjoys coconut thoroughly. Coconut is actually not a nut at all. It's a drupe. So even if you have nut allergies, there's no reason why you can't enjoy coconut. It's almost a hypoallergenic food in many ways. There are very few instances of people who have any kind of allergies to coconut, which is terrific to know, especially for younger children, too. But anyone with food sensitivities. So just a great ingredient in so many ways.
Speaking of ingredients, boy, this is a perfect segue into my next point.
Yes.
Is that, oh my gosh, there's so many ways to eat coconut. Would you just cover that for us, please?
Sure. And as you mentioned, a lot of people are most familiar with sort of shredded coconut, maybe that they've had in candy bars or another sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many types of products that are readily available now. So there's the coconut milk, which you can get either in the can, which is very thick and rich, like a heavy cream. But then there's also a coconut milk beverage, which is more like almond milk. Coconut oil, which is great for cooking. Coconut butter, which still has some of the meat in it. You can spread it like peanut butter. It's incredibly delicious. Coconut flour, which is tremendously versatile for all kinds of baking. Coconut yogurt, coconut kefir, which is more like drinkable yogurt. And then also some of my favorites are coconut sugar, the coconut palm sugar, which tends to have a lower glycemic index than other sugars, and it's not refined. Coconut nectar, which is just the coconut sugar before it's been dried. And then increasingly we're seeing coconut vinegar and coconut amino acids. The coconut amino acids can be used in place of soy sauce. And which is great for anyone who has soy sensitivities or has other issues with soy in general. So just a full gamut of options out there for people to try.
Who would have thought coconut
vinegar?
The one that stopped me. Well, the one that stopped me in my tracks was yogurt, coconut yogurt. I thought, man, that probably tastes good. I've never had that, so I've been looking for it.
It's really delicious. And I sort of use my small town in Texas where I live now as a barometer, and it's readily available here at our regular grocery stores. So I tend to think if it's available here, then it's increasingly available everywhere. But it's creamy. It's light. You can get it in Greek yogurt form, too, so really thick. And it's made with the coconut milk, so just like your regular yogurt is made from dairy milk, it's one of the best dairy-free yogurts I have ever tried by far.
Well, that has gone top of my shopping list. For sure. I mean, I'm looking at all these recipes and thinking, okay, I better get started. There's one I'm... I think my eye went right to it in the index. It was the chilled avocado chilled avocado mint coconut soup. Wow. That's amazing. How do you make that?
Yeah, you can, excuse me. Yes, you can do these great chilled soups for the summertime using the coconut milk as for the backbone of the dish, and in many ways, that recipe you mentioned is really akin to smoothie bowls that you may have heard about now. It's more like a smoothie that you eat with a spoon, so people have a hard time wrapping their brains around a cool, sweet soup. Think of it as a smoothie in a bowl, and that you can have for breakfast as well as for dessert. It's a great snack, too, and you can top it with all sorts of other delicious things, including shredded coconut and other things, yeah. Or a dollop of coconut yogurt.
Oh, there you go. That's the complete package. And I'm thinking of the nutritional value of combining avocado with coconut and then the lovely mint flavor addition. It just took, that's definitely one I'm going to make. The other one that I'm going to make tonight, by the way, is
great.
Your black bean coconut burgers.
Oh, they're so good and so easy and actually really frugal, too, but just packs so much flavor into it. And they're very meaty, too, from the beans. And even my husband, who is a meat eater, is happy whenever we have those because they're just so satisfying. And I think because the flavor is so pumped up, they're just a great option.
Now, for all those who love sweets or desserts, Camilla has put plenty, plenty, plenty of recipes in there for that as well. And I wanted to mention the blueberry muffins. That's a standby that we all like to have. And you have coconut flour in there and coconut sugar and coconut milk and coconut water. Oh, we didn't mention coconut water.
That's right. I did leave that off.
It's pretty simple.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It is really simple. Now, cooking with coconut flour is definitely different than regular flour. It's highly absorbent, so it just takes a few times getting used to cooking with it. Definitely follow the recipe closely, but it'll throw you off initially because there's such a small amount of flour used. So, for instance, if you're making a batch of muffins that typically uses 2 cups of a wheat or grain flour, you may only be using 1/4 cup or 1/3 cup. Of the coconut flour, but once it's mixed with the liquids, it absorbs the liquid and becomes thick like your regular batter. But the options are incredible with the coconut flour. It's light, it's fluffy, the results, that is, and you can make everything from pancakes to cupcakes and really low glycemic index, high in fiber, and, of course, grain-free, gluten-free.
Right. Awesome, and there you have it. Thank you, Camilla, the complete coconut cookbook. Look for it at robertrose.ca. And by the way, you'll find all our episodes on Radio MD. And thanks for joining us. Please be sure and eat well and stay well.